This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Information and Prevention, as well as health news channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Eliadan Malki, founder and CEO of Belong, the only personalized and structured cancer treatment navigator. Eliadan, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you very much.
And you're most welcome, and great to have you with us. So for starters, Belong is a free mobile app for people with cancer. What features does it offer to kick things off today?
Belong is a free app that you can download from the Google Play or App Store, and it helps patients with cancer, people with cancer and their families, to manage the treatment in a structured and individually tailored to their needs. It's improved the way, the quality of life. It's allowing these users to speak with the dream team of physicians in many expertise, like surgery and oncology, orthopedic oncology, hematology, and others. Help them to understand what we call the wisdom of the expert. Or we take the crowd. It's not the crowd wisdom. It's actually the wisdom of expert, physician, medical staff, and patient that was there and was working for them, giving them tips and information about the next steps, and actually make sure that they are on the right track and aware of the options and challenges they should have.
Outstanding. Now, what kind of information is shared through the community network?
Okay. People usually share their challenges or the treatment they have at the moment and what they are fear from. They get information from the medical experts about option or information, educational information, enlightening the challenges. They speak with the other patients like them in the same situation. And in many cases, they load their treatment and their next activities and getting tips and things to be aware of for the next option, including what other did that was working for them. That helped them actually improve their journey. Belong is all about improving the journey of the patient, so that's a lot of what they shared and get information from the population.
Also, what kind of questions can you ask the medical professionals through the app, and how quickly do they respond?
Okay, most of the medical professionals usually answer within a day or two. Most cases is in the same day. And all type of questions. In many cases, it's even a dialogue. The patient can say he's 65 years old, he has prostate cancer for 2 years, they just changed his treatment, and he's not sure it's the right treatment or not. What the protocol say? And the physician usually will answer what's the protocol, what's the difference between the two options, and why usually a physician would choose one or the other, and even direct him to relevant clinical trials or any other information that is relevant for the next step. In every type of physician you're speaking with, you can actually ask questions that is relevant to his expertise. If you're talking about question about PET-CT, or MMRI will be usually relevant to that. What is the analysis and what's the difference between this one and what I had before? If it's about surgery, if it's surgical, or what's different type of surgery, etc.
Today we are speaking with Eliadan Malki, founder and CEO of Belong, the only personalized and structured cancer treatment navigator here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Information Prevention and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Eliadan, clinical trials are often a key component of cancer treatment. How could this information be available through a free mobile app?
Yeah, finding a clinical trial in any phase of treatment in cancer can be very important to the patient. Usually, it's very difficult to understand if there is a clinical trial to use for the specific disease and phase, and what is this clinical trial? Is it placebo-based? Is it not? What's the differences? Belong is connected to NCI National Cancer Institute, of course, and other key organizations. And when patients in belong ask, there's a feature they need to ask for a clinical trial search. We help them search automatically a clinical trial that's relevant to them, give them information about it. Sometimes just they use simple words to explain what it is. We are not, of course, promoting any specific clinical trial. Just give it in simpler words and more reachable for them. In many cases, in tough type of cancer, clinical trial can sometimes save lives, and sometimes it's a challenge. But if they find the right one to the specific of disease they have, sometimes it's a life changing. So we help to do that automatically. We have even users that understand it more than others, and help the patients to understand what is in their neighborhood. We're working with providers and different organizations to make it even better and more reachable, usable.
Elliot, on from what you've just explained, Belong is patient-centric, but do you also work with providers and payers, and how does this ultimately benefit patients?
Okay, so Belong deliver to providers and payers branded services with their own content to their patients. And the providers and payers that is working with us already saying that it's helping the patient to have a better quality of life, have much less ER visits in there, less readmissions, and less stress. They actually even using the meetings with the physician in a more smarter way, because they become more aware of the process and the challenges, and they come with the right questions to do that. So payers and providers not only give better quality of life, they do that better outcome with much lower cost. That's what everybody is looking to at the moment to do. And the patients in that phase have better quality of life, less ER visits and others, and readmission is less cost, less time, and again, better quality of life. That's what we're all about.
And I'd be curious, Elliot, on what motivated you to create a mobile solution for people with cancer?
Yeah, unfortunately, my colleagues and I, we worked in tech together for many years. And one day we sat together in a, it was a dinner, but it was a challenging one, because we talked about that my CTO lost his mother to cancer, and I lost my mother's sister to cancer, and grandfather, and the GPR&D lost his father to cancer. And we find that every one of us lost someone we cared about to cancer, and we made mistakes. We had gone through the same processes, and we understood clearly that after this fact, that there is a lot of mistakes we have done that we could avoid if we were speaking, even one with each other. If we understand the process better, many patients, after a few years in the process, can teach others about mistakes they can avoid. So we decided that we need to build something like a roadmap for cancer, something that will be structured and will help other cancer people with cancer and their family to fight cancer, to make it more methodology and make sure that they are on track, or even how to ask questions, what type of question to do, and how to make sure that they are not missing something. Because there is a lot of interest and different interest in this world, and making the right choices can make a difference between life or death sometimes.
Well, I think it's phenomenal what you have created here and benefiting the cancer patients, and congratulations on your part for being proactive in all regards. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners here today?
Yeah, one other thing I want to add about Belong is that we every week we share with the community what we call Belong Wisdom, and that's the top five important tips and information that the users and patients shared, and they rank them. And that's helping a lot of people to understand that they are doing right, and lowering their stress, and lowering a lot of mistakes that they could have done. Now, a tip that I can see usually is that when navigating cancer for yourself or even for someone you love, It's a project. It's not something you can avoid. It's a project like building a house, and to find the one tool that keeps you informed, that connected, connected and organized, something that is in a way that we belong a structure and navigation to, that's actually helping you to understand what's next, or did I make the last steps correctly, is very important, especially if it's available anywhere and anytime. It will empower you and hopefully will reduce stress and make your treatment better, quality of life and quality of care. In the long, we believe that better process will lead to a better outcome. That's why we build it.
Elliot Unn, we certainly have appreciated your joining us here today and appreciate your time as well. Where can our listeners get more information on Belong and the mobile app?
Yeah, they can go to App Store or Google Play and download Belong Beating Cancer Together. That's our name. Or go to the web to belong.life and learn much more about us.
Again, Elliot Unn, we certainly have appreciated your time and joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Continued success, and again, thanks for all that you're doing in the space.
Thank you, Eric, and wish all the best to everyone.
We have been speaking with Elliot Unn Malky, founder and CEO of Belong, the only personalized and structured cancer treatment navigator. And for more information in all regards, visit belong.life. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Information, Prevention, and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.